Let's look at the secret list. It was converted to a PDF. That's the big change in it. The release notes the SBC executive committee has for it are pretty, I mean, they really just establish what they're going to, why we redacted things. We converted it to PDF. It's in the same form that was given to Guidepost. There's some weird redactions on it. They make it clear that they're only going to include, because there's things besides just sexual abuse on here, apparently, or at least they indicate that, but they make it clear that they're only going to include ones that where guilty pleas, convictions, judgments, sentences, and or inclusion on a sex offender registry are what they're going to include, and ones that do not include that or could not be easily verified will be redacted. So I'm going to read the intro to this. That was apparently written by the person that authored it, whose name has been redacted. I think that's actually a little bit problematic. We need to know who created this. They need to be discussing this as well. They need to be part of the conversation. That's a little bit more on the personal side, though. But if we're going to talk about transparency, the person that made this should probably talk about their methodology. They do a little bit. And this is a fluid working document produced by, name redacted, which is not to be published. There's a reason it's not to be published. The information is largely pulled from news articles compiled from 2007 until 2022. It is incomplete. It has not been proofed. We're going downhill massively already. It has not been adequately researched. This was used as a key piece in both getting this investigation started and in the Guidepost investigation. The guy that makes it clear, it has not been adequately researched. It is not Southern Baptist specific. The table was created as a research tool. This is not the list that it was made out to be. To discover the scope of sexual abuse of children within the SBC, within the Southern Baptist Convention, which was considered by the Bylaws Work Group 2007 to 6-2008. In June 2008, the Executive Committee presented its report responding to the evil of sexual abuse. After June 2008, only alleged slash convicted names of abusers and titles of articles were cataloged. So that's something that's very interesting to me. It appears that after 2008, it limited things. So it's lesser by saying only alleged. So they were having another criteria before this. But now it's only alleged slash convicted names of abusers. What were they including before then? I don't know. It's kind of concerning. I don't know what else you would include besides alleged and convicted. Following the Houston Chronicle's release of its database in February 2019, it was determined that many of the articles on this table were dead. I don't know exactly what he means by that, but I merged the tables and updated where possible. Again, where possible. I have not researched listed individuals outside the stated parameters. The stated parameters, unless they're somewhere else, the ones given here are very poor. Again, its scope is just to see, hey, is there something to investigate? Not an investigation in itself, yet this was used as part of an investigation.